Married people shared the wildest ways they caught their spouse cheating.
And they stayed married? That's interesting.
I don't know if they stayed married. They just caught them.
No, they might have. I got to tell you, I've gotten to a point in my life, in my relationship, my boyfriend can get away with a lot more now than he could at the beginning. Like the beginning, when I thought like at any minute I can always find somebody else, like he better be on his best behavior. Mm-hmm. Now I'm at a point where I'm like, oh my God, I'm so lucky to have somebody. I'm so lucky to have him. He can do anything he wants and I will not be kicking him out, because if it's, you know, I hope he's not listening, but if it's like him having sex with everybody in town and me breaking up with him, I'm not going to break up with him.
As long as he doesn't bring anything home and he doesn't get him knocked up, you're fine.
Yeah, just don't get him pregnant.
Right.
And don't get COVID.
And don't get VD or herpes.
Right.
You don't bring
a condom. Use a condom, a mask, and a hazmat suit.
One person said, mine pocket dialed me. I could hear them having sex.
Oh, my God. God. So he was just kind of like going at it with his phone in his pocket.
And she could hear, hello? Honey?
Joe, you're so, oh, Joe, my God, that's so good. Joe, wait a minute. Hang on a second.
Bring milk home. Dog food. Yeah, so that's one way. I found out when I had to go to a meeting cross town, I took a cab. It was cutting through Central Park and had to stop at a stoplight. One of those horse carriages went by, and in that carriage was my husband kissing another woman.
What are the odds of that?
I know.
Okay, first of all, I have to tell you, the odds of that are so tiny, because the roads that go through the park, nobody ever uses them, very few. And when they do, it's like there's nobody there. And those horse-drawn carriages, they've gotten rid of most of them. Like, the odds of this are so incredibly slim that it was almost like it was fate for her to catch him.
I found my wife's notebook. Written on the first page was a 10-step plan detailing how she was going to leave me for another guy.
Okay, very much like murderers, don't write stuff down. I watch a lot of these shows. They all get caught because they write, like, number one, kill wife. Number two, clean up murder scene. Number three, eat sandwich. Number four, watch Harry Potter.
How about this douchebag? So this douchebag gave his wife his Apple Watch to monitor her while she was exercising because he said she was fat. She saw all the text messages between him and his girlfriend while she had the Apple Watch on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's obviously very not technologically savvy, because it's like handing somebody your phone.